Welcome to a deep dive into mindfulness in the digital age. We're going to be exploring how to navigate this always-on world with a little more presence, and maybe even a little more peace.
Yeah, and going beyond that simple, you know, tech is bad narrative,
yeah.
You've given us some really interesting research on how our brains interact with technology, so I'm excited to get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, so let's unpack this digital distraction trap. The first thing that really struck me was how these devices, especially social media apps, they almost seem intentionally designed to keep us hooked.
It's that dopamine loop, right? Remember that really interesting deep dive we did on habit formation? Turns out it's like social media was built to exploit that very thing.
Totally. But remind me, how does that actually work?
So imagine this, right? Every notification, it's like a little burst of confetti in your brain. That confetti, it's dopamine, the feel-good chemical.
Yeah.
Your brain craves it. So we end up in this endless loop of checking, scrolling, refreshing, all for that next hit.
Okay, so it's not just me being powerless to the siren song of Instagram. It's actual brain chemistry at play here.
Precisely. And here's the real kicker. That constant chase for quick-hit dopamine actually makes it harder to focus on things that offer more lasting satisfaction.
Meaning like actually finishing that project or having a genuine screen-free conversation.
Exactly. Our brains get so used to that instant gratification that our attention span takes a nosedive. And that's before we even get to the myth of multitasking.
Oh, don't even get me started. You think juggling devices would make us productivity ninjas? But this research painted a very, very different picture.
Picture this. Every time you switch from, say, writing an email, to checking a notification, to scrolling through your favorite app, your brain basically leaves behind invisible sticky notes from the last task.
Sticky notes. Okay, I like that visual. So I'm cluttered with mental post-it notes.
Exactly. It's called attention residue. And those metaphorical sticky notes make it harder to focus on the new task at hand. You end up feeling scattered, less productive. And ironically, more stressed because you're constantly playing catch up with your own brain.
It's like the opposite of mindful, that's for sure. And speaking of stress, the always-on culture definitely doesn't help. There was that one study right about, I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but I think it was about cortisol levels.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking about the one where cortisol levels spike whenever we get a notification, right?
Yes, that's the one. No wonder we're all on edge all the time.
It's like this constant low-grade fight or flight response fueled by the fear of missing out, that dreaded FOMO.
And FOMO is real, let me tell you. Even when I know logically I don't need to be glued to my phone, there's this pull to check it just in case.
And technology knows how to capitalize on that, right? It's that constant stream of personalized content notifications designed to pique your curiosity. All these things pulling us back in.
So we're fighting our own brains and algorithms crafted to keep us scrolling. No wonder finding mindfulness in this digital age feels like an Olympic sport.
Well, luckily, we don't have to go for the gold medal in digital detox to make a difference.
Wait, really? Please tell me we don't all have to go live off the grid and trade our smartphones for carrier pigeons.
Not unless you want to. Even small intentional breaks can work wonders. There's this fascinating concept called attention restoration theory.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
It essentially says our brains aren't meant for this constant 24/7 stimulation. They need time to unplug, to wander and recharge. And the best way to do that, nature.
Get outside, touch some grass, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Studies have shown that even short bursts in nature can significantly restore our attention capacity and dial down those stress levels. One study actually found that, spending just 20 minutes walking in a park. And this led to significant improvements in concentration, outperforming even a control group who walked in a busy urban area.
Wow.
It's like giving your brain a mini vacation from all the digital noise.
Sign me up for that. Now, what about all that time we spend scrolling through our feeds? The research had some clever strategies for approaching social media with more mindfulness, right?
Absolutely. It's about mindful scrolling, not mindlessly scrolling. One technique that really stood out to me was the 5-minute rule.
5 minutes. As in the amount of time I spend deciding what filter to use.
Well, in this case, it's about setting a timer before you even open those apps. When those 5 minutes are up, you consciously decide if you want to keep scrolling or move on to something more fulfilling.
Oh, I see. So it's like a little speed bump to help me break free from that scroll vortex.
Exactly. You regain control over your attention instead of letting those sneaky algorithms call the shots.
Love that. Fighting algorithms with awareness. And since we're on the topic of reclaiming our attention, let's talk about the S word. Single tasking. Confession, as someone who prides themselves on juggling multiple tabs and to-dos, this one feels like a Herculean task.
I hear you. But here's the thing. our brains just aren't wired for true multitasking. Remember those mental sticky notes, that attention residue?
No, they're permanently etched in my mind now.
Right. Well, single tasking is like clearing those sticky notes away.
Yeah.
When you give your full focus to one thing at a time, not only are you more productive, but you also reduce stress. And you might even tap into that elusive flow state.
Flow state. That magical place where you get so absorbed in something, you lose track of time in the best way possible.
Exactly. It's that feeling of effortless focus. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to achieve when you're not constantly switching between tasks.
Okay, I'm convinced. Single tasking, it is. So we've got digital detox, mindful scrolling, single tasking. Feels like we're building a toolkit for a more mindful digital life.
And we're just getting started. Remember those mindfulness exercises we were talking about?
Oh, right. The ones that don't require becoming a meditation guru or chanting on a mountaintop. Exactly. You can bring mindfulness into your day right now, starting with something incredibly simple, your breath.
Yeah, I don't have to add learn to breathe to my to-do list, do I?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure that one's already overflowing. No to-do list needed. But consciously focusing on your breath, especially when you're feeling stressed, can be incredibly grounding. The research mentioned techniques like the 4-7-8 breath and box breathing.
Okay, those ring a bell, but maybe a little refresher wouldn't hurt.
Of course. With 4-7-8 breathing, you inhale deeply through your nose for a count of 4. Hold for 7 and exhale slowly through your mouth for 8. Box breathing is similar. Inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4, like you're drawing a square with your breath.
Simple but effective. I like it. What other mindfulness tricks do we have up our sleeve?
Ever heard of a body scan?
Is that like a metal detector for stress knots? Because if so, sign me up.
It's like a mental massage. You simply bring your attention to different parts of your body, starting with your toes, and slowly move upwards. Notice any sensations without judgment and feel the tension melt away.
It's like a mini vacation for both my mind and body.
And if you're feeling really overwhelmed, try grounding techniques. A simple one is the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Name 5 things you see. 4, you can touch. 3, you hear. 2, you smell. And 1, you taste.
Bringing your awareness back to the present moment, to your senses. I love it.
Yeah.
So it seems like mindful digital living isn't about ditching our devices altogether, but about creating a more intentional, balanced relationship with them.
Exactly. It's about understanding how technology affects our brains and using that knowledge to make choices that support our well-being. We set boundaries. We prioritize offline experiences, and we use mindfulness to stay grounded even amidst the digital whirlwind.
Perfectly said. Well, it's time for us to log off for today, but before we go, here's a final thought for you to ponder. What's one small change you can make today to bring more mindfulness into your digital life? Maybe it's trying the 5-minute rule, taking a walk in nature, or simply being more present during conversations. Experiment and see what works for you. Until next time, stay curious, stay present. And as always, happy diving.